They have been light lately, but I've been chatting for the last 2.5 hours since I got to work after a very helpful counseling appointment. I had been in the doldrums, maybe because I needed to bump up my new medication. I had a wonderful, unexpected test drive with a car yesterday, and that really pivoted me into a good spot. I think the adrenaline muted all the crap I was feeling, and the medication might be kicking in. The irony is of that, or maybe the symmetry, Sarah Gross, the family navigator at NAMI, we have been trying to connect to talk about the upcoming walk on actually a month from today, May 18th, Saturday. And I found out breaking news. I would have been standing by myself, maybe with some other people, on May 18th. Sarah had texted me while I was in my counseling appointment, and I raced over here so we could talk right now. Let me welcome Sarah Gross from NAMI to talk about the upcoming walk and other things going on with the National Alliance on Mental Illness. What is your, I know and love everybody at NAMI. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what your official position is. What is it?
So I'm family navigator and walk manager. As family navigator, what I'm responsible for is referring people to mental health services, helping families navigate the mental health system, and just kind of acting as a support person for family members and those with mental illness.
When you say navigate the mental health system, I know we know a lot of people will not enter it because, and we push some of this stigma away, they're afraid that they'll be judged. They're afraid for a variety of things, insurance costs. Mm-hmm. Will they actually get any help? Right. When somebody calls you up, what kind of navigating do you do to assuage somebody's concerns?
Well, the first question I usually ask is, what's been going on? That's when people usually open up to me, kind of let me know what their struggles are. And then usually my second question is, of course, what insurance do you have? Because I don't want to give someone a provider that's not going to accept their insurance.
Sure.
Obviously, that's a barrier to entry when it comes to getting mental health help. So I want to help reduce those barriers by usually giving a few good names. And there's also a wonderful website out there called meetmonarch.com. What that does is it allows you to see basically when a therapist is open. So I can actually help them find a therapist that is open maybe the next day or that week instead of waiting months to see a therapist.
And I would guess your ability to direct someone covers the gamut of whether it's an adult who might be mm-hmm. dealing with anxiety or another diagnosis or problems with kids or addiction. You can point them in almost any direction, I'm guessing, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm there for.
I would be remiss if I did not ask, and we won't belabor this a whole lot because I know we're here to talk walk, but we'll throw some general things out there.
Yeah.
There's insurance, but there are plenty of people who don't have insurance. There are options for those people as well, correct?
That is a little trickier.
Yeah.
I found there's not really that many sliding scale therapists. If there's any out there listening that want me to, you know, to refer to their services, reach out to me because I'd be happy to know about any sliding scale therapists out there.
I know the Mental Health Board has lots of grants. Scott Silak was here mm-hmm. Right before the levy, thankfully, passed. Well done, everybody.
Yes.
And he was adamant that they have lots of grants that they can get out that are there for people to take advantage of that will pay mm-hmm. for these visits and whatnot. So
that is true. The Mental Health and Recovery Services Board of Lucas County, as you know, has so many great resources. Mm-hmm. They're our biggest funder. They're the holders of the grant that controls my program. So, I'm thankful that the position exists. I love searching for things and finding answers, and that's exactly what I get to do for people every day.
The levy funds so much, you just mentioned it, but this is important, the levy, because we see the signs were up, the black and white signs were up, saw some commercials, people like me talking about it, and mm-hmm. and mental health is a good thing that we all are working towards now. It's like the one silver lining of COVID.
Yeah.
We got it passed, but to the point, the levy funds places like you and NAMI, right?
That's right. And all the various services that are in the community. There's different agencies that are funded mostly by the Mental Health and Recovery Services Board. I don't know them off the top of my head, but
you're one of them, and we'll talk about NAMI for all
this.
Before we get to the walk, and I promise we'll get to the walk, because there was some breaking news that I was just taken aback by that even I didn't know about. But it's busy times because we're right up to the walk now. What are some of the other services that our NAMI location offers. I know Kristen's arts program is kind of like a one of a kind. Could you talk about that for a moment?
So we have creative expressions. These are art support workshops. Each workshop has a different theme. We have groups for kids. We have groups for women. We have groups for just different age groups. And each activity is centered around a mental health theme, such as like staying centered, things that you find positive. And it's just a way to kind of connect with different people experiencing similar issues. And I've heard a lot of people like going home and sharing their art with their family members, and it brings them closer with their family. So it's really nice. It's a really important program, and it's fun. I've done one of our virtual paint-alongs where you get the canvas and you get the paint, and you follow along with an artist on Zoom. And I had a really good time. I was painting for like a month after that.
This is Kristen Zientek. What's Kristen's official position with NAMI?
She's program director.
Perfect. I mean, and like I said, this is kind of a one of a kind program, certainly in the area and for a lot of NAMI locations. If someone is interested in that, just call up Kristen, perhaps?
Yeah, they can call NAMI 419-243-1119.
I know, for as long as I've known NAMI, which is many years now, I know that it is a great support system for people who might not have a mental health issue, but for family members or loved ones who are caring for someone and the frustrations and their own distress that comes for helping a loved one with a mental health issue. There are still groups with our NAMI for that, right?
Absolutely. We have a peer support group that is for those with a mental health condition. It doesn't have to be diagnosed. If you're just starting your mental health journey, you're more than welcome to come to our groups. We also have a family support group. Both groups are Monday night from 7 to 8:30 at our location at 4334 Secor Road. All of our groups and services are free. That's why the walk is so important. And I know we'll get to that, but that's why it's so important, is that pays the rent, pays for the cups, pays for the water, pays for all the good stuff.
The levy again passing is like all this stuff here as well. So such a vital thing that we got passed, and I'm glad that, again, the silver lining of COVID was a lot of people decided to go, I feel like crap, I'm going to get some help, and stigma be damned. More people are addressing their mental health. I know you and any mental health agency is busier than ever, which is both good and bad, because you're going to get some help, but sometimes you might wait now to see a provider. But I know that that's exactly what you do. You said Meet Monarch?
Yeah, meetmonarch.com. This is a really great service. You can search by condition. You can search by insurance. And you can take a look at the provider, see their profiles, see their availability. So it's a really nice service, and I use that a lot to help refer to therapists.
Do you ever use Psychology Today? I've heard.
Absolutely. That's a great service.
I know some of my private practice people that could not see a friend of mine or whatnot for whatever reason, they have sent them directly to Psychology Today. And I guess it's quite a good filtered system to find exactly for what problem you might want addressed.
Exactly. And I use that resource a lot. Therapists do have to pay to get on it, so not every therapist is on there. But still, it's a really good service. And it's nice that you can search by insurance, and each therapist writes their own profile, so you can kind of get a feel for the therapist and see if it's a personality fit for you.
Perhaps even gender, sexual orientation, race and ethnicity, all that as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No one is going to begrudge you if you want to speak to someone who shares your sexuality, or if you want someone who is of a different race.
Right.
This is all good. When you work with families and they call you up, you probably lessen a lot of their anxiety. Do you ever connect back with them? And or maybe they just reach out to you and go, that was a lot easier than I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people say, they call up and say, can I get a family navigator? I'm like, well, you're talking to her. You're getting it right now.
they probably have a swarm of questions. After you line them up and point them in the direction, do they come back to you and go, that was way easier than I expected?
Yeah. Sometimes I get follow-up calls, and there's been a lot of people where they started with NAMI by talking to me as the family navigator. Then I direct them to our classes and our support groups, and I can kind of watch their journey. And that's been really fulfilling, because I've had people in support group. I distinctly remember some of them saying, We always say at the end of our group, I will never give up hope. And I just remember there was a family member that pointed to that and said, this is a load of crap. I don't believe in that. This is not how I'm feeling right now. And this does not reflect how I'm feeling. And then to see her journey 6 months later, where her son is stable, working, and they're getting along. He's able to see his son. Like, that's been really fulfilling to watch and really exciting.
Because I never asked you this, and this is the longest conversation we've ever had because we're like two ships at different events and whatnot. What brought you to NAMI?
Robin, the executive director at the time, actually sent me a message on Indeed.com saying, I like your resume. I like the experience that you had helping refugee families. I did that back in my hometown of Baltimore, where I helped Burmese refugees kind of navigate the system. I helped them apply for their green card, kind of helped them understand different papers that they had, and just helped them with their English skills to kind of help them acclimate to the Baltimore area.
How did you wind up doing that?
I just had an interest in, you know, helping others, and I wanted to volunteer. My background's in political science, so I've always had an interest in just international folks and from people around the world. And I had a particular educational interest in Burma, and I found that there is a lot of Burmese refugees in the area. So kind of having an understanding of the issues that brought them to the area, why they're refugees, kind of helped us connect. They're like, wow, you actually understand, you know, not a lot of people understand why we're here. And so that was really nice.
What drew you to Burma, or where were you learning? What were you learning that Burma was the focus?
Well, Burma has had a history of democratization movements. They've had a military coups, the military government. It's just a really interesting place to study if you're into government. And it's a post-colonial state, and just kind of all of the things that they've gone through as a country is just really, really interesting.
So I guess they're kind of like this country was in the, I guess, late 18th century or so? Early 19th century, as we were kind of getting our wheels and bearings going?
Yeah, I would say a difference, though, is that they've had a struggle with the democracy movement and with the military taking over. A lot of people are really unhappy. There's a lot of ethnic struggles as well. The military tends to be more for the main ethnic group. Ethnic minorities tend to struggle a lot. Those, like the Christian minorities, tend to be the refugees because Christianity isn't openly practice there and kind of condemned. Mm-hmm. So that's why it brought a lot of them to the Baltimore area.
Where'd you go to school at?
The University of Maryland, Baltimore County, UMBC.
I know it. I know.
Go Retrievers.
I was enrolled at Towson for one semester.
Oh, okay.
When I won't sidetrack us too much here, but I'm originally from Philadelphia.
Okay.
And when I was a kid, my family members would take me to Baltimore a lot, to the Inner Harbor, and I went to the first season of Camden Yards.
Yeah.
And I thought all that, as me being a kid and a teen, would translate to me going to college there.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Towson, and I was like, crap, Baltimore is like 30 minutes away, and I have no car. I'm going back home to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But I love the area. It's a great area.
It is.
It's unfortunate that it was too much of our focus about 3 weeks ago with the ship incident.
Yeah, that was really upsetting.
How'd you wind up here?
I winded up here because of a relationship I was in. My ex had gotten a job here in Toledo, a good job, and so I was all aboard. I didn't really have any roots left in Baltimore. My family has moved, you know, to Pennsylvania, so I came to Toledo, and we eventually broke up, and then I had just gotten the job at NAMI, literally the month that we broke up. So I was like, I'm staying. I got a job. I can afford an apartment here in Toledo. Like, I can have a nice life here in Toledo. We're on the East Coast. I would have like three roommates and it'd be a totally different situation.
Cost of living became a very good phrase, one that you probably used a lot, right?
Yes, yes. And they say you will do better in Toledo.
We, and many of us are. Where in Pennsylvania did they move to?
Wilkes-Barre.
Okay. I lived and worked in Lehigh Valley for quite some time.
Okay.
So just up the turnpike. So I'm a little bit familiar with Scranton and whatnot.
Yeah.
I know when I go home, which is rare, there's a spot maybe a little east of Pittsburgh. There's a sign for Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And like that takes you down off the Ohio and Pennsylvania turnpike.
Yep.
And you can either go to Baltimore or you can go to Philadelphia.
Yep.
So I know I visualize the sign like I'm there right now.
I've made that drive many, many times.
It sucks.
It's really long, but it's beautiful. There's mountains.
I don't, I mean, yes, but the mountains go forever and ever.
Yeah.
So it's a long ride. Okay. The shocking news that I learned is the walk is not happening, as I've been saying on the radio for many weeks now, at the NAMI location, which has been a nice little location to hold the walk, but Middle Grounds is the spot?
Middle Grounds, right by the Maumee on the river. It's beautiful.
I need to know all about this, like, from ground one. How did this thing move?
Sonia and Mariah had a meeting with Metro Parks, and they said, why don't we move the walk? And they were like, yeah, okay.
Okay.
How's Middle Grounds? And I was like, perfect.
A great spot. If it's the third Saturday in May, which I believe is the 18th, correct?
That's correct.
Give me all things people would need to know leading up to the walk if they want to get a team, raise money, blot t-shirts, all that stuff, and then take me to the walk day.
Okay. So first things first, register your team at namiwalks.org/greatertoledo. Just click register now, put in your information, start your team. You can add your family and friends by their email. So that's a really easy way to get started. Now, if you want a t-shirt, everybody wants a t-shirt because it's great. It's bright green this year. It's gorgeous. I'm really excited about it. And you have to raise $100. Now, that doesn't mean the $100 has to come from your pocket. A lot of people say $100 for a t-shirt. No way. I don't have $100.
It's for a good cause.
It's for a good cause.
It's a really durable t-shirt. You'll have it for decades.
But... you know, that's for people that will give you $25. There's your $100. And you can have a Facebook fundraiser. You can share it on social media. We have all different kinds of resources. If you go to the participant guidebook on the website, it's right at the top on a black bar. It can give you some tips about fundraising and some different resources, different pictures you can share to social media to help conjure up some excitement.
What happens when we get to walk day, one for teams and then maybe individuals or just a couple people who are listening to this and they're like, I want to dip my toe in the mental health water. So what's that day like for teams and then but also individuals or couples or people who are less organized coming out?
Well, I would say it's a fun day. Hopefully the weather is good. We're going to be by the river in a gorgeous setting. We're going to have food trucks. We're going to have nonstop kebab and kickback coffee. I picked my two favorite food trucks, so I hope everybody likes them. But they're awesome. The owners are really great. Megan of Kickback Coffee and Dave of Nonstop Kebab. I highly recommend following them on social media and checking them out. They have a great product. So I'm really excited to, you know, introduce people to them.
Lots of resources as well.
And we're going to have so many resources from all over the mental health field. We have a lot of great sponsors. I know we'll have Harbor there. We'll have...
Unison, all the likely suspects.
We're going to have the Mercy Toledo Trauma Center.
I've said for a long time, it's a great place to come out and ask the questions that we've kind of alluded to mm-hmm. here and what people might call you about because... everybody that attends the walk has thought about the questions you're thinking of asking at some point, and there will be no judgment whatsoever. All those people that'll be sitting behind those tables are happy and want those questions so that they can get you or someone you care about help.
Exactly. And it's just a great reminder of, you know, no one walks the mental health journey alone. You know, NAMI, we can't do it on our own. We need these other great community resources to help get people the care that they want and that they need.
Had you and I not linked up, I don't know if I would have seen anything. I hope I would have. We know that the algorithm can dictate what we see and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Or had I not caught up with Sonia or gotten an email from Mariah, the new executive director, I would have been at NAMI on C Corps on May 18th being like, where mm-hmm. is everybody?
I'm going to send out an email blast today or tomorrow to let everybody know about the update. And then we're going to get all kinds of social media going to let people know about the change.
When did the change happen?
Last week.
Okay. So this
is brand new and fresh.
Okay, good. Yeah. I thought I was totally like out of taps here. No. Any final thoughts? I appreciate you dropping by.
I've got cornhole set. I got a cornhole set.
Okay.
I got sidewalk chalk. I got bubbles for the kids. You can bring your dog and there's a dog park there in Middle Ground.
Yeah.
So you can, you know, take your friend there later. And
you had people at food trucks.
And yeah, food trucks.
The food trucks will be there.
And there's picnic tables, so you can actually sit and eat this year. So
right.
That's
I
good.
Tease my friend. Have you been? Tease my friends. Have you been to the Out of the Darkness walk at all?
No.
That's in October to help out the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're out at our walk or not. Not officially. Maybe they just come visit. I have always teased them because it has grown immensely over the years. I first started being a part of it in 2014. And I joke that with my good friend Rachel Vallis and some of the others that are important to the cause, I'm like, we're like a 4 food truck walk now. We started off with 1, but we are mm-hmm. booming and mm-hmm. growing.
Mm-hmm.
So food trucks are the key, but so is getting people help for what's happening in between their ears.
Exactly.
Sarah Gross, Family Navigator. Website, maybe your phone number real quick.
Okay, the website, namitoledo.org. For the walk, I actually said the website wrong earlier. It's namiwalks.org/GreaterToledo for the walk. namitoledo.org for our resources, our bios, a little bit more information about our programming. If you want to give us a call, it's 419-243-1119. And just ask for Sarah if you need family navigation.